Good afternoon, America, and good morning, Australia. You're live and listening to Tony Lantis on the Everyday Business Show. And this today, I'm with Wendy McQuinney from Inner Genius Global. So, just a reminder, everyone, that this show streams live into Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And listening online, waiting for your comments and queries, is my wonderful VA from the Philippines, Paolo. And he's listening with all the links ready to help you with any of your questions. So, please reach out. Let us know you're listening live, and let us know if you have any questions to answer. Any of the reruns are available on BBS Radio / Radio Tony. And if you want to jump onto the website, it's radiotony.com, where you will find on the co-hosts tab all the information about Wendy, her links, how to connect with her, and how to take part in her amazing courses for children. So just quickly, Wendy, my amazing co-host, is the CEO of Inner Genius Global. And she's had a varied and exciting life, lots of involvement in teaching, particularly in the arena of professional ballroom and Latin dance. She's been both a teacher and adjudicator, teaching adults and children. Her career path progressed from customer service to the airlines to flight attendant. With a major airline and exclusive air cruising to event management. Wendy's life has not been without challenges, but from those challenges have come wonderful opportunities for further learning and development. Wendy's mission is inspiring people with inquiring minds to imagine, dream, achieve, and succeed. Having an open mind, learning a way to think, the freedom to think, form beliefs, positive attitude and enthusiasm, thus opening up the world to possibilities of future success. And isn't that what we want for our children? Our legacy for future generations is seeing humanity accepting and understanding themselves and developing a strong self of belief and confidence to create bright, happy futures. So last week we spoke with Wendy about the Inner Genius Teens program, and this week, and all its benefits and how the course can impact your teenager. And this week we're going to talk about the younger children, those under the age of 11. We all know that early childhood brain development has a lifelong impact. In fact, 90% of a child's brain develops by the age of 5, but lots of things change for the child in the middle years, or middle childhood as it's often referred to. And there's lots of milestones within this age group. So, welcome back to the show, Wendy.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for having me.
I love our mornings where we get to talk about how to impact our children and how parents can give them that additional edge. And I know that the courses you've developed, you're extremely passionate about for a very good number of reasons. So, Wendy, your education program for young minds and specifically for middle childhood, and that's the middle years of childhood before they reach adolescent. I wanted this today to explore some of the specifics that happen in middle childhood and how your course addresses these. So, one of the things that happens in middle childhood is that they learn to sustain self-esteem, and that is to feel good about oneself most of the time. Wendy, how does your Inner Genius Global course for children help them sustain that all-important self-esteem?
That's a good question, Tony. With all throughout all of the programs, I first start off with a lesson on who am I. So we want the children to understand all about themselves. So we go through a series of questions, and one of them is to let them know that they are unique. So what makes them unique? Well, we are all the same, believe it or not, as a pig or a dog, a horse or a cat. But what makes us different is our mind. And that's the only difference. I mean, that is really amazing. So we can change the course of our life through our thoughts and our actions. So the children find out that they are unique. So what makes them unique? They have thoughts. They have fingerprints that makes them unique. They have DNA that makes them unique. And going back to the thoughts, their thoughts are different to anyone else's thoughts. Even if you're an identical twin, you still don't think the same. So if we have, for example, 55 thoughts a minute, and there's nearly 8 billion people in the world, that's a very large number of thoughts, and no two people think the same. So I start off by letting the children understand that they are totally unique and they have the exact same abilities to succeed as their friend or the person that down the road or in the classroom. Each and every one of them has the exact same ability. And once they understand that, then they can think about what they would like to achieve in the future. And in order to do that, we need to change the way they are thinking to make them more confident in their abilities and improve their self-esteem.
Wendy, self-esteem and making sure that they have a strong sense of self in those middle years is so important. And I actually didn't think much about it until I started researching for our program today and began to rethink my own children who are now adults. I didn't realize how important those middle years were for gaining that self-esteem. And so your program is actually a key to making sure that they understand that they are unique and that that's a wonderfully amazing thing. One of the next things I wanted to touch on in when we're talking about middle childhood is that they start to be liked and accepted by their peers. And there tends to be a strong pull that can cause them to try and fit in. I know your program helps with self-esteem. It also helps with the concept that they can fit in but still be unique. How does it do that, Wendy?
Well, definitely. If we go back and talk about how did we get the self-belief, how did we get the image that we have of ourselves, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It all started when we were a few months old. Now, our subconscious mind is wide open. And whatever people are saying around us or what we hear on the television is all going into that baby's subconscious mind. That's when the picture started of who we are. So we have to, you know, as parents, we want the best for our children. But if you're a parent with a very young baby, just, you know, be careful of what is going on around that child so you can install right from the very beginning great thoughts so that they become very confident. So a lot of children, yes, we could say self-image and we need to improve that. So what the program is doing is saying that regardless of what you think has gone in there, take a look at yourself and your and who you are. And you are unique, and you have all these special gifts in your mind that you can utilize to enhance and be self-confident and to succeed in what you're doing. So unfortunately, it all started as a baby. So we need to start reconditioning the way that our children are thinking, give them a new way of thinking about themselves. Because they are wonderful little human beings. They are a special gift. They are meant to be here.
Yeah. Wendy, if they have that strong confidence instilled in them, then they're less likely to go down that path of doing whatever it takes to be accepted by their peers, because they have a self-acceptance that will override any destructive behaviours that would cause them to be part of a group of children. So very important that we understand these concepts, particularly if you've got middle childhood children at home. One of the other ways that they find is that they try to be like everyone else, yet they also want to be different. And this leads to a little bit of inner conflict. I know that your course helps them find a way through that. And the other thing that it does, we start to talk about role models in middle childhood, why they're important and where they come from. Some of your coursework addresses the concept of role models, but you use characters, don't you, Wendy?
I do. To unlock these special gifts, or to help the children understand, imagination, intuition, will, memory, reason, perception. So I've created the character of genius, which represents the mind, and then each of these intellectual factors that we have is represented by a certain character with his own, with its own characteristics. So, for example, we want to teach the children. So, genius is the mind. He has all your thoughts coming in all the time, and he helps you to change those thoughts around from a negative to a positive. Because unless we've got to think positive about what who we are, and we want to think positive about what we can achieve, and it allows us to think of opportunities that come along the way, and it's just changing the way we're thinking. So then we've got our imagination, and it's dream builder. So he helps you build your dream. So everything in this world starts off in the imagination. Every single thing you see has been developed twice, once in the imagination and once in the real world. So he is there to help you imagine something that you might want to achieve in the future. Now, this might be a big goal of a career, but if they're only younger children, this might be, oh, I want to do better in my swimming results or my swimming carnival next month. But then Dream Builder will help them to figure out, okay, what do I need to do in order to do better at the swimming carnival? Well, then the child has to sit down and think, well, anything that you want and you really want to achieve, you will do what is necessary to achieve it. So that's what Dream Builder is all about. So these characters help you along the journey to achieve your success. So from Dream Builder, we then go into intuition. So I explain to the children what's intuition. Well, that's all about your feelings and vibrations. And we've spoken a bit in the past about happiness and things like that for the children. So your intuition interceptor helps you understand those feelings. So you want to be surrounded by children that have that are happy and positive, because that will rub off on you, because we have an aura, and our aura radiates outwards and mixes with auras of other people. So, and then you've got a goal, and then you've got feelings and vibrations. So you want to hang around the right people, and then that leads you to your will, which is your determination to succeed. And it's very funny how your self-image that you have is actually connected to your determination to succeed. So, for example, last week we spoke about this little boy in the UK. He wasn't doing very well, and he didn't fit in. He was a bit overweight, but he did very well in his next exam. And the teacher asked him, "Well, how come? Well, I used my mind." So the self-image you have of yourself comes, he was determined to succeed. So he improved his confidence by doing what was necessary to improve his maths exam results in the next one. So it's very funny how you might say to a child, "Oh, well, I want to do this, but I don't want to study." Well, you've got to do something in order to achieve something. So that's where your self-image comes into play. And then that leads to, your memory. So, for example, that little boy from the UK, he had previous memory of not doing well in his exam. Well, we teach the children, well, in the program, we say to the children, but you can change that. You can develop a
Yes.
future memory of doing well at whatever you want to achieve. So you've got the will, the memory, then that leads on to your reasoning factor. So what's reasoning factor? That's your ability to say yes or no. And with our mind, we have the ability to accept or reject. So if we live by our senses, so all day long, these things are bombarding us all day long. So we have the ability, oh, I heard that. Do I need to accept it or reject it? Oh, someone said something a bit awful to me. Do I need to accept it or reject it? Now, if a child has got a very good self-esteem and self-confidence, they will deduct from that, well, I don't need to accept that because I believe in myself. I believe in my abilities to succeed. And then from then we go on to our perception. So what is our perception? It's what we believe, our beliefs and opinions. And believe it or not, that comes around to our childhood. Because when we grow up, why do we like the foods that our mum and dad like? Because that was the type of food that our mum and dad gave us as children. But what we want to have the children do is gather information and then ask questions and then form their own beliefs and opinions about things in the world. So as you can see, going through all of the program, these children are developing their abilities and skills to think about things to in order to achieve and succeed in the future.
Wendy, you created all these characters specifically for the middle childhood course so that children would grasp the concepts through these amazing characters that you created. And that's the what differentiates the childhood program from the teens program is the extensive use of these characters that represent different elements in their lives. And it's a wonderful way for the children to grasp these concepts because they will remember that cartoon character. I mean, I can see, having worked with you for such a short time, I can see in a genius, and I know that what that character looks like. Do you find that the kids really love the characters and take hold of the meaning behind the characters?
Yes, most definitely. It's like any cartoon character, they become involved with the characteristic of that particular character. When I was doing the pilot in the UK, the as we were coming towards the end of the 6 week, I just did it over 6 weeks, they said, oh, we're not going to see them anymore. Oh, and they were becoming quite upset to think that that was the end of the 6 weeks and they would never see the characters again. So yes, it's wonderful. And myself, I must admit, developing them, but the more that I put them into stories and use them in the program, I'm getting more involved with the characters and bringing out more of their characteristics and their funny little mannerisms. So yes, I'm getting quite into it as well. So
Absolutely. Wendy, the characters are used to get the children used to some of the concepts of how you think and how your beliefs are formed, etc. But you also use videos in combination with the character stories to help the children learn about things like what are beliefs and what are values. And in middle childhood, they start to actually process and question some of the beliefs that they have been told thus far. And it's an important part of childhood growth and understanding. And one of the next things that happens in childhood is they learn about respect. They explore independence and they test limits. So tell me, do the characters go through some of these things as well, Wendy?
Yes, they do. We want the children to start thinking for themselves. And and understand the consequences of a decision that you make. For example, you might may have a bullying situation, social media situation, and that's
Yes.
very prevalent today. So if, depending on which side of, whether you're one being bullied or the one you're doing the bullying, sit down and ask yourself, why am I doing this? And what are the
Yes.
consequences of what my actions are? And I ask the children a series of what do you think that person is feeling? And how do you think that person's feeling? Why do you think so? Because, how, when, where, what, why, all these questions that I pose to them to try and get them to understand that
Yes.
you are responsible for the decisions and what you do. And that they've got to be aware of that.
And so you're actually starting them to think from other people's perspectives rather than just their own. So in a bullying or social media scenario where they're being physically or mentally hurt, you actually get them to stand back and look from another from the other child's perspective as to why they might be behaving. And why don't you think that we teach some of these things in normal education? Why do you think that these concepts are sometimes not taught as freely as they should be? Because I know that's why you created these courses, because you felt that there was a large gap in traditional education around some of these concepts, and you're passionate about making sure that children have access to these types of learning from a young age, because it really does impact the rest of their life, doesn't it?
Well, it does, definitely. I mean, if you go back through history, philosophers back
Yes.
2,500 years ago, to teach the children critical thinking because that
Yeah.
develops adults with a clearer thinking. And then all throughout the ages, critical thinking has been adopted and then not
Yes.
adopted and come back in and out.
Yes.
And in the last or number of years, it was considered that critical thinking, they couldn't actually test the children on critical thinking. But what they didn't realize is that if you can have a child to critically think, instead of being in a classroom and told what to think, we are trying to
Yes.
teach them a new way of thinking. And if they're teaching a new way of thinking and they're asking more information and they're asking questions so they can arrive at another outcome that might be different
Yes.
from the outcome that the education system has there, well, then their exam results will be improved. And that's how they're
Yes.
chicken. I just think, I'm not quite sure why the education institution won't can,
Yeah.
I think they are introducing bits and pieces of it to try and bring it in.
Yes.
But you see, a lot of it is, the last time that they brought it in or they got rid of it was because the
Yes.
teachers and the parents couldn't see a results in their exam results. Now, what I'm trying to, yeah, that's right. I mean, if we live through our senses, and
Yeah.
sometimes as we go through school, we look at an exam result. Oh, I didn't get a good result. Therefore, I'm stupid and I'm dumb. That follows through to
Oh.
high school. Oh, look at that. I'm stupid and I'm dumb. I'll never succeed. Then that
Yeah.
carries through to adult life. And then you're a
Yes,
parent.
yes.
You remember, oh, I
Yeah.
didn't do very well at school. My child's not doing very well at school. So what
Yeah.
I'm trying to help the parents and the teachers realize that yes, you have a school report, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you cannot succeed in life.
Absolutely.
If we
Right.
look,
Yes.
at Sir Richard, the likes of Sir Richard Branson, now he
Yes.
has dyslexia. And I know a couple
Yes.
of other people that have got dyslexia. Now, he didn't do very well at school, but I mean, where is he now? Look what he has created.
Look what he's
Because
created.
That's right, because he changed the way he was thinking about things, changed the way he thought about himself, developed a better confidence and self-belief, and that's what we're trying to, you know, get through to the children. It doesn't matter. Don't look at what you see. Yes, you can change it. Do what's necessary to change it. We're all not going to be scientists or professors, but you can succeed at something that you really, really want. And that's going through the programs from the kids' programs right through to the teens, helps them to understand what is it that you want. Set a goal. We all need a goal, something to strive for, because that gives us the excitement and the determination to keep going to achieve it.
It does indeed. In this particular age group, the children before 11, they have a thirst for knowledge and a thirst for acquiring new skills, and they learn relatively easy. But even children with learning difficulties can be helped by your course, can't they, Wendy? Because it starts to work on the mind. And if they're constantly told from a very young age that they're not going to do something, or they can't achieve something, or indeed if they have a learning difficulty, what you want to offer parents and children, particularly those with learning difficulties, is another way to grow your child and help them succeed. Your courses, Wendy, are designed, aren't they, to help all sorts of children. They're not just for children who want an extra bit of learning. They're for all types of children, and particularly those that may have been told that they have a learning disability. I know that your pilot program in the UK highlighted that with the young gentleman that thought he couldn't succeed, and after doing the program actually did very well. And it's also why you're passionate about these courses, additional courses for children, because you can really make a difference in their lives when there seems to be no other thing that will help a child. I'm wondering, Wendy, about, we often hear about ADHD and autistic children. How do you think that they will relate to your courses, particularly the characters?
I think for younger children, I think characters help them to understand things a lot easier. And that's the reason why for the younger children there's characters, for the older children, no, there's not, because you get to a certain age where, you know, it's not as relevant. But if you, what in the beginning, when I went over to the UK to do the pilot, I actually did the pilot in a rather a school that was quite affluent area, and a school in not so affluent area, and what came out of it was it didn't matter what area or school you went to, learning this material, each and every child has the exact same ability to achieve.
Yeah.
Now, I have revamped the program into very short 3 to 4 minute videos for the younger children, only because I want to get across a particular point very quickly, and that way they're not sitting there and sort of, because the attention span, I've got them there for a very short amount of time. And I think that helps all the children, whether they've got, you know, so-called learning disability or not. It's not keeping them in front of a computer screen for a long amount of time. They have this little character that pops up, and the video moves along, and we teach a particular point. Then the end of the video, we have a little exercise that they can think about. And then Genius says, "We'll come back in the next video because we want to talk about this, or I have a story for you." So it's engaging. So you don't have to have a child that's really bright So to speak, it works for everybody. It's very short, it's engaging, and the character welcomes them all the time and he's smiling. And in
Yes.
fact, I'm having to enhance it even further. I'm having a
Yeah.
university student actually do some animation of the characters at the moment. So
Oh,
yeah,
that's
so he'll be sitting
awesome.
there and he'll be waving and all sorts of things.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
fantastic. That's a perfect learning environment for this group of children. And guess what I'm saying is that if you can give a child in middle childhood some of these key skills before they get to adolescence, and they have that strong self-esteem, that self-confidence, that understanding about beliefs and values and how their mind is powerful, that creates a wonderful platform for them to then go into adolescence, where they experience all those changes and all those tumultuous feelings. If we can, if they do these courses in childhood and then progress to the teen, what amazing young adults we will produce at the end. And I know, Wendy, that that is what drives you, isn't it? It's what you're passionate about, having an impact on the next generation of children. There's plenty of stuff out there for adults, but there really is not a lot for children in this concept or space of teaching them about intuition and gratitude and mindfulness and all of those things that will really help their lives, no matter what they're going to be. And that's not to say that they can't be rocket scientists, but they may just want to be a teacher, or they may just want to drive a dump truck, or they may just want to be a train driver, whatever they desire that is unique to them. And we should encourage them that no dream or goal is any better or any less than any others, because we need all sorts of people to fill the earth. We need all sorts of humanity. And by children understanding that they are unique and valuable, that's a good start, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, the world is changing. So if these children are learning to think critically at an early age, and they're continually to learn about critical thinking right through to adulthood, they're going to be accepting of other cultures, wanting to learn about other cultures, and it will just make the world a happier place because we're more accepting of everyone. Because instead of saying, "Oh, well, you're a different color," no, find out about that person. What do they like to eat in their country? And so it's all about learning about the whole world. And then, if the teachers learn about critical thinking, you can imagine the classroom. They can adopt this material in the classroom and start to implement
Absolutely.
it and get the children to think. So it will go round and round, and it's really good. And the whole world, it's going to change, and it's going to be unbelievable about a child today of 5, what they are capable of achieving when they're in
Yes.
their late teens and going to university. And I just sit down and I think, oh, well, I think about a person in their 30s that have maybe had the opportunity to go through this program in the early stages and then middle and
Yes.
teens, and they're living a happy life. They're doing what they've received, reached their goal, and they're just in the profession that they want to be in, whatever that might be, and they
Yeah.
are living a happy, clearer world life. It's just wonderful. That's what is amazing.
Absolutely. That's part of why you decided to do these courses too, Wendy, was that you wanted to have that bigger impact on the world, and you wanted to create a ripple effect that will go on for generations. One of the other things that happens in middle childhood is they learn to deal with fear, fear of failure, fear of the future, fear of loss. How does your program tackle the concept of fear?
Well, fear is
Just a
we all
feeling.
have, well, that's right. It's a feeling. So once again, if we're we sit down and we think, well, why am I afraid of that? It's like, and we all go through it. I mean, I'll sit there and there's a new, a particular computer thing that I have to learn, and I'll put it off learning because I think, oh, I'll never get it. I'll never get it. Well, that's a fear of not being out, fear of failing. But then I get involved with it and I think, well, what was I afraid of? You know, I have a particular a photo in the program, and I've got this tightrope walker, and he's going to walk across the, I think it's Niagara Falls. So we ask the children, now, would you be afraid if you were doing that? And what would you be feeling if you were about to do that? But then turn it around, because what you're feeling and thinking is different from what that person who's about to go on the tightrope is feeling. Yes. He might be really excited, or you might get a child who thinks, oh, I think that would be absolutely amazing. And then another child thinks, oh, no, you'd fall in. Be able to do this. So it's just the way we see things. So if we are afraid of something, let's look at the way we are seeing that fear. We're using our perception there, which is another of the chapters in the program.
Yes.
Why are you afraid? Now, how can you change that around to make it make you not afraid of trying something new? Children quite often are afraid of trying new things. But sometimes when we try new things, we then become really excited because we've achieved it. We've achieved something and we've overcome it. So it's all part of life. But again, it's all to do with the way you think and how you can change the way you think in order to be a positive.
Definitely. And again, if we could teach children to embrace fear as just a feeling, and that to examine it and go, is this really true? Is this really, what am I, you know, teach them that critical thinking that examines fear on a base level. What an amazing gift to give a child. Because as adults, we are paralyzed by fear. Many adults, are paralyzed by fear. Fear of any number of things. Fear of losing a job. Fear of not being accepted. Fear of not getting the job that you want. Fear of not being as successful as you want. If we could teach children to embrace fear and not be afraid, then what amazing things that they might accomplish as adults, Wendy.
Exactly. You're right, Tony. That stems back to your self-belief. So once again, we're going back to that who am I? I am unique. I'm a human being. I can achieve whatever I want to achieve.
Great things.
So it stems back to the self-belief and confidence.
It does, it does. Wendy, when I was doing my research last night, I come across a little paragraph that said, by the age of 12, children should be able to list the good things as well as their strengths and weaknesses. And I actually paused, it actually caused me to pause and think, would I have been able to do that at 12? Would I have been able to list my good, the good things, my strengths and my weaknesses? I'm not sure that I would have been able to. What about you, Wendy?
No, going back to 12. No, my generation, we were very, what can I say, a young 12. They seem to be more mature these days only because of all the information that they have access to. We, unfortunately, looking at things was done through our encyclopedias in a library. You know, children these days flick of a switch and they've got all the information on their computer. So it's
Absolutely.
Quite different. So they are more mature, I think, than I was at 12. It is again crucial that this we have this information to teach them critical thinking early on. This is the reason
Absolutely.
started early, so they can be more confident to sit down when they're 12 and say, "Oh, right, I am this, this, and this." And yes,
And I
everyone
can
has
do this, this, and this.
exactly. We all have things we want to change, but if we know that we can change them through our thoughts. I mean, I didn't know anything about thinking and mind when I was at school. Nothing was mentioned
No,
whatsoever.
exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. The thought occurred to me, again, if every child in Australia, for example, or every child in America was able to list their strengths and weaknesses by the age of 12, just that thing would create powerful confidence and self-image in young people. And we would therefore cease to have so many of the issues around drugs, issues around gangs, issues around alcoholism, all of those things, if children were taught about their uniqueness and their individual strengths and the power of their mind, we would change generations, Wendy.
Oh, definitely. And all those things that you spoke about, once again, we're going back to our initial thing. What am I thinking about?
Yes.
And your self-image. So once again, we're reverting back to, that little baby. What's going into that little baby's subconscious mind? So I
Yes.
think, we've got to help the children understand that whatever is going on in there doesn't have to be. You are in charge of your life. You can make the necessary changes to succeed at whatever you want to do. And critical thinking, the more they achieve, the more
Yes.
that the critical thinking will allow them to keep achieving and achieving and achieving. And when you achieve,
Yes.
you're feeling confident and
And
successful,
healthy.
and you're happy and positive. So once
Yeah.
again, you have a strong self-belief, so strong confidence in yourself, then when things come up like anxiety and stress and alcoholism and bullying,
Yes.
you have a better chance
Drugs.
of dealing with it.
Yeah, because the thing is, if you feel confident in yourself, if you have a strong self-esteem, then someone offering you drugs is not offering you anything that you're interested in because you're happy within yourself. Drugs
You can achieve
and
without.
alcohol,
Yes.
absolutely, you can achieve. So,
Yes.
sorry, go ahead, Wendy.
You know that you can achieve without going down that path. And also,
Yes.
as you get into the middle 11 to 14-year-olds, well, then you've learned critical thinking from a younger age. So you can sit down and think, well, if I take that, what is it going to do for me? What am I going to get out of it? Why do I want to do
Yes.
it? So,
Yes.
and same with gangs. What is going to, it's only a way of in thinking that it might
Yes.
improve my confidence and self-esteem, but really it's not. You've got to sit
No.
down and start asking yourself those questions, and that is all about critical thinking. What am I doing? What is the consequences of my actions? So,
Yeah. Wendy, the age group for the children's program is at 5 to 11. Have I got that correct?
Any child up to 11 years, and then we've got the 11 to 14 years and the 15 to 18 years.
So those are your three age groups for your courses. The other thing that I wanted to point out for our listeners today is that there are avenues. This is your programs are set to be self-directed so that the child or teenager directs themselves. But there are avenues for parents to keep up to date with what their child is learning, isn't there?
There is actually, I encourage the parents to sit
Yeah.
down and do the same program as their children. And the reason for that is because they're on the same page.
Yeah.
So I encourage parents, if you're purchasing the program for your children, sit down and go through it. Because, it would be something that would you might not know about. It'd be something that you might not have learned
Yes.
before. And then you have something to relate to your child and you can ask each other questions.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
And learn together, which would be a powerful thing in a children, in a child's life, if they're learning the same thing that their child is learning. So you like to suggest too that for middle children, they put the Inner Genius program into their daily lives, or at least their weekly lives, because there's some benefits in doing that, isn't there, Wendy?
Of course, we learn at school through repetition. I'm sure you and I can repeat our times table. The reason for that is it gets into the mind. So it's no different with the children. When their parents sign them up for one of the programs, they have a whole year of access to that program. And I strongly encourage that the children and the parents go through it many, many times, because through repetition, we start changing the way we are thinking. And that's what it's all about. We're changing and we're thinking, oh, yes, I did think that way. Why did I think that way? Oh, I'm going to change it to this. So it all starts with the thinking, and it just slowly over time. And it happened to myself when I was introduced to this material. I thought, oh, no.
Yes.
But over the years, I now pick myself up and think, oh, I used to think that way, and now I've changed my way of thinking. And it doesn't happen overnight. That's why the programs go through the same information but delivered differently from the young age right through, because it's the repetitive nature that keeps us learning and understanding. Because mind strength is a big, powerful lot of information to digest, and we don't all understand it the first time round. So we keep going over it and over it, and cements all that, just like we learnt the timetables at school or we learnt spelling.
Yeah, absolutely. Wendy, I wanted to talk briefly about children and mindset, which we've talked about throughout the program today, but there seems to be more and more research that suggests that in educating children about aspects of their mind, in particular a growth and learning mindset, sets them up for a much more successful life, because they learn about toughness and failure and perseverance and consequences of their actions. And I know that this is something that really is key to your courses. How does the Inner Genius Children's Program deal with mindset in particular? For this course, this middle childhood course, it's a lot about the characters, isn't it, Wendy?
Oh, it is. It is. And the characters are the inner potential. They represent the inner potential that we all have in our mind, in Genius. Genius and his friends, you know.
Yes.
And we need to learn too that, you know, how failure is failing at something is not a bad thing. We learn from failing.
No.
There's been many people who have kept trying and succeeded. And I know a lot of your listeners would know of J.K. Rowling. She was.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I mean, Harry Potter series. I mean, everyone has at some stage come across Harry Potter or read the books or seen the movies. Well, she was rejected 12 times by publishers. Now, you know, and that's only one of the stories. I've got a few stories in the program for the children to say that you have to keep trying. Obviously, she had a desire and she knew she had the confidence in herself, and she knew that I've got something here that will that is amazing, and she wanted it to be published, and then, of course, the movies. And she persisted. Mm-hmm. Going back to Genius's friend, our persistent photographer, he shows up a picture of what you want to achieve. She had that picture of, I want Harry Potter books out there and then the movies. And she did everything that was possible. Yes, she had bumps on the way, obviously, 12 rejections. But she kept
Yes.
on trying, and that's what we have to say to the children. Failing, yes, it's an awful word. It's an awful word, but it's not the end of the world. You can turn it around, keep
No.
trying and trying and trying until you succeed at that goal, whatever it is, whether it's that swimming carnival or your exam results or something else in life that you want to achieve. Keep trying, keep trying. You have the ability. You have the ability
Yes.
inside you. Use all your special friends to help you
Yes.
achieve and succeed.
Definitely. Wendy, one of the chapters in the coursework focuses on gratitude. And I know that we spoke about this last week in the teen program, but from a middle child perspective, how important is it for them to learn about gratitude?
I think it's an extremely beneficial thing to learn about being grateful.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, we sit there and we moan and groan. We can actually turn out the way of thinking upside down, turn a frown upside down and think,
Yes.
you know, what am I grateful for? Oh, I did well at this today. Oh, I've got lovely dress or you know, shorts or a shirt I'm wearing today. I've got food in my lunchbox today. So, you know, they need to be thankful for what they have. And also it's important to be grateful for something that they're working towards. Example would be,
Absolutely.
I want that to do better in my swimming. So be grateful now. Oh, I'm being grateful that I did better at my maths exam, did better at my swimming carnival. So it's all about changing our feelings and emotions. And when we are happy and grateful, we then want to achieve more and more. It just goes round and round. It just helps
It
with
does.
The, yeah, it's lovely. Being grateful
And
for
you
everything.
create, happy, loving, giving, grateful kids
Yes.
versus the other sorts of children that we see portrayed negatively on media across the world. Wendy, what do you think one of the key elements that makes Inner Genius global programs for children and teens stand out from everyone else?
I think it is dealing and understanding who you are, having genius and all his little friends to help you
Help.
understand, to build confidence and self-esteem and have an understanding of who you are, and really to understand that you have thoughts and you can use your mind strength to change the negative thoughts. Positive thoughts, and you can dream, you can imagine, and when you do that and use your special friends, you can succeed and achieve in life.
Absolutely. Wendy, before we run out of time, I want you to quickly tell our listeners today how they can get information on your particular courses for children and teens. And how they can reach you on email.
Yes, email markanyw@gmail.com. I'm sure you'll put the spelling there. And
absolutely, it'll go into the chat box.
Thank you. And also Thinkific site, innergeniusglobal.thinkific.com.au. You can also at my website, innergeniusglobal.com. So there's a few ways there. Reach out to me on LinkedIn or Facebook. I'm on both of those social media platforms. So, yes, just reach out and ask questions and make contact and we can have a chat.
So, Wendy, for parents thinking of giving their children just that additional advantage in life, you're quite happy to explain how it all works and how it's beneficial to their children as well. So for those parents that are listening today that perhaps want to give their children just a little advantage and just a hand up in life and try and help ensure some of the success that you desire for them, I can't recommend Inner Genius Global highly enough for the concepts and the course that Wendy has created specifically for children and teenagers to give them that little bit of additional advantage and just a little bit of additional expertise outside of their traditional education. And it doesn't have to take them long, does it, Wendy? It doesn't have to be an onerous thing on parents. As we talked about earlier, the middle childhood course, the videos are tiny, 5 minutes, enough for the attention span of that group age of children. A little bit longer for the teens, but generally not long at all to invest in the future of your child, is it?
No, actually, the younger ones, it's, yeah, three to 4 minutes. For the older yes. children, it's actually basically the same. For the older children, yes. 15, 18, I think I do go up to about 5 minutes, you know, for yes. this. All of the videos are very short. I deliver a point. At the end of each video, you have a little activity to think about what yes. you learned in that video, and then inviting yes. you to come along for the next one.
So essentially, 10 minutes a day to change the way your child thinks and set them up for success in the future. Same goes for your teenager. Got a struggling teenager, then invest in Wendy's Inner Global Genius courses and see the change. Wendy, we are completely out of time. It's been wonderful chatting to you again. You're so passionate about our younger generations, and I can't encourage parents who might be listening this morning, jump on, connect with Wendy, connect with her programs and courses. We will be back next week for our final edition of Inner Genius Global. Wendy, thank you so much for coming on Radio Tony today. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I look forward to you joining us again next week. Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, Tony, for having me. Thank you, audience.
Bye for now, everyone. We'll be with you again next week. Over to you, TJ.